Representative Nancy Mace demands Kamala Harris invoke 25th Amendment, Biden cannot remain in office. By Joshua Klein on July 21, 2024. If President Joe Biden cannot seek re-election due to cognitive issues, he cannot finish his term, according to Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina, who is proposing a resolution demanding for Vice President Kamala Harris to invoke the 25th Amendment and become acting president. In a post on Sunday, Mace suggested that if President Biden lacks the cognitive ability to seek re-election, then he cannot serve the remainder of his term. If he doesn't resign, Kamala should invoke the 25th Amendment, the South Carolina Republican insisted, adding, "What's good for the goose is good for the gander," for consistency. Mace, who won the Republican primary for the state's first congressional district in a closely watched race last month, also announced she plans to introduce a resolution calling on Vice President Kamala Harris to convene the cabinet to declare Biden incapable of performing his duties, invoking the 25th Amendment, and for her to assume the role of acting president. The resolution, which notes that for years it has been clear to the American people that Biden was experiencing severe cognitive decline and was mentally unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, is to be introduced as early as Monday. The matter follows President Biden's sudden announcement Sunday afternoon of his intention to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race, promising to reveal more about his decision later. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," Biden's statement posted on X read. "And while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term." In a subsequent statement, Biden offered "my full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee of our party this year." He then called on Democrats to unite, writing, "It's time to come together and beat Trump." In addition to Mace, several senators also called for invoking the 25th Amendment, including Republican Senators Mark Wainwright, OK, Jim Banks, N, and Rick Scott, FL, who announced on Sunday he would introduce a similar resolution in the Senate. Earlier this month, Mace warned that having weak President Joe Biden and enemies who no longer revere the United States puts the country in an extremely dangerous state. She also questioned who runs the White House, given that it's clearly not Joe Biden, while insisting it is imperative to re-elect former President Donald Trump, whom she described as the only one who can save our country right now. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.